Now it's time for a look at the press. Elitza Gadeva joins me on set. Israel has announced that it's expanding its settlements in the West Bank. Elitza, tell us how the papers are reacting.
That's right, Vedika. This is one of the biggest expansions in decades. The American TV CBS News says that the announcement has sparked global criticism. The article here reminds that the majority of the international community views settlements as illegal and as the main obstacle to resolving the conflict between Palestine and Israel. We have here the French left-wing Libération paper that says that Israel is, quote, sprinting to annex Palestinian territories. The paper also writes that the new plan wants to, quote, dismember what's left of Palestine. Let's take a look now at British daily The Independent that has some reactions from the UK that has also condemned the move. It cites a tweet by Hamish Falconer. He is Britain's Middle East minister, who said that the settlements are, quote, a deliberate obstacle to Palestinian statehood. That's what he wrote. And he also said that they further imperil the two-state solution.
Now, Elitza, Israel often says that settlements also exist for security reasons. Is there anything in the papers about that?
That's right, Vedika. I actually want to draw your attention to this article in Israeli left-wing paper Haaretz. The article here reads why the West Bank bulletproof vest theory is not only wrong, but also dangerous. So that theory is, of course, the idea that settlements serve as a barrier against terror attacks. The paper says that this is simply not true and dives deep into examples, like historical examples of why it didn't work, concluding that, quote, the goal of the settlement enterprise isn't security, but to create pretext for the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians.
So let's move on next to the Netherlands, slightly lighter story now. But in the Netherlands, an uncommon ingredient has been found in candy. Is that correct?
That's right. So let's take a look at the Dutch paper De Volkskrant. That's showing of candy that I believe we've all tried, Haribo's sour cola candy. Cannabis traces have been found in that candy, and more than 8,000 pack kilograms have been recalled. The paper also says that several people, including children, felt dizzy and unwell after consuming the candy. But the story actually isn't that light. The Guardian says that drug smugglers in the Netherlands are increasingly using children's candy as a cover-up, and sometimes they inject THC into the candy to smuggle the candy more easily.
And now let's wrap up with some science news. Researchers have found a new way to track mental workload. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, so a fascinating story here by The Guardian that I opened a bit earlier. Excuse me for that. It's called an e-tattoo that tracks mental workload for people who work under a lot of stress. The paper says that it's, quote, real-time mental workload decoder that warns people when they are on the brink of burnout or they are suffering too much stress. And it's not an actual tattoo. What we see here is a lightweight and wireless device. These black things here are a thin conductive material attached with film, and that here are the electrodes that detect the stress. The paper says that this can be very useful for pilots and healthcare workers that work under a lot of stress and pressure.
Yes, that could be a real game changer, that e-tattoo, if it goes forward. Thank you, Elitza Gadeva. That's Elitza Gadeva with the day's press review.